With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. The Namibia Meteorological Service has issued a severe weather warning for moderate to widespread thunderstorms expected in parts of the northern central, northwest, Otjo-Donjupa and Komas regions. Flash floods are likely in some areas and residents are urged to take the necessary precautions to ensure safety. Chief Forecaster at the Namibia Meteorological Service, Odilo Gobetsi, has an update.
The situation for today will still remain the same. The low pressure system is still persistent over the Namibian interior. Therefore, this will trigger further thunderstorms over our region, and we should expect then flash floods in places, especially over the north and the Komas region. The areas that are prone to flash floods will be Kavango East and Kavango West regions, the Oshana, Wangwena, Musati, and Shikodo regions, as well as places over the Komas region.
The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the latest report on the country's inflation rate for January 2025, with the headline annual inflation rate standing at 3.2%, a noticeable drop from 5.4% recorded in January 2024. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo has more.
The Namibia Consumer Price Index Bulletin, that is for the month of January 2025, whereby the headline annual inflation rate stood at 3.2% compared to 5.4% registered in January 2024. Now, on a monthly basis, the inflation rate was 1.1% higher than 0.2% registered during the preceding month.
U.S. government freeze on almost all foreign aid is hampering an adequate response to the humanitarian crisis in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where almost 3,000 people died in fighting last week. The United Nations and its partners have retrieved 2,000 bodies from the streets of the trading hub of Goma, which is now under control of Rwanda-backed M23 rebels. There are 900 more bodies in city morgues, the UN confirmed on Wednesday. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he will not attend the G20 summit in South Africa later this month in protest over the country's Land Expropriation Act. In a post on social media platform X, Rubio said South Africa is doing very bad things, quoting Trump, expropriating private property while using the G20 to promote solidarity, equality and sustainability. He says his job is to advance America's national interest, not waste tax spare money or coddle anti-Americanism. Meanwhile, South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamula, has reiterated that there is no arbitrary dispossession of land or private property in SA. Lamula's spokesperson, Crispin Piri, says government remains open to engaging the U.S.
Minister Lamula has asserted that we are a sovereign and democratic country committed to human dignity, equality, and human rights. We are championing a non-racialist and non-sexist society, placing our constitution and the rule of law at the forefront.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.